One of my best friends 2 years ago married my husband's business partner, and I met her as a client.
Oh, funny.
Why? And so she married my husband's business partner and is one of my really good friends. And I always tell that story, you know, I was her maid of honor and I met her through NLI.
Right. Is it true that you met your husband because he came in for laser hair removal on his tush and he was on the bed, you guys were chatting and the rest was history? Or is that with somebody else? Am I getting it mixed up? I can't remember.
I have to change that story, but yes, that's how it initially started.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to National Laser Institute. My name is Lewis Laser Guy, and this is our show on how to become a cosmetic laser tech or a cosmetic injector. And on this show, we're interviewing people from all walks of life who are in this crazy, booming, billion-dollar industry so we can hear their story and how they got into this booming health and beauty industry. Because you're probably at home thinking, that seems really cool, but I don't know if I can do that because my background is kind of different. So we're here today with Evie. How you doing, Evie?
I'm good, Lou. How are you?
Are you in Dallas, Texas, my dear?
I am. I'm coming to you from Dallas.
All right. How's the weather today?
It's nice. We had a little rain this morning, but overall, you know, it's Texas. It's hot.
It's hot. That's right. So, Evie, I would love the world to know, first off, would you consider yourself, like, what's your title? Are you a cosmetic laser technician, or what's your title? What do you call yourself?
I'm a certified laser professional, really. Certified laser technician, certified laser professional. You
that
know.
Sounds so important. Wow. Like, okay. So, would it be safe to say that the day you were born many years ago, you didn't come out of your mom's tummy and said, I want to be a laser tech, did you?
Gosh, no. Wouldn't that be easy for everyone? That's how it
right,
works.
Right. So, when you were back in your high school days, did you have any idea what you wanted to do for a living back when you were like 15, 17, 18?
No. You know, I don't think anybody does. I think there's a lot of pressure out there for people to try to figure it out really young. But, you know, I changed my mind a lot in life.
Did you go to college after high school? I can't remember.
I did. I went for a little bit, but I didn't get a four-year degree. No.
You did? It wasn't for your scene or?
It wasn't. You know, I was a young mom. And so I had to, you know, buckle up and raise a kid. That's what I did in my early.
So, hold on. So were you got pregnant in college days?
Yeah, I was young. I was a young mom. I was 19 when I had Brit. So yeah, I had a lot of plans for myself, but it didn't work out that way.
Okay. So you're a 19-year-old single mom. And what were you doing to pay the bills like 19, 20, 21 as a single mom?
Oh my gosh. I did a little bit of everything. You know, I did retail. I worked for a temp agency. I, for a while, believe it or not, worked for a Spanish TV station.
Really? What did you do there?
I did a little bit of everything. I was an account executive, did sales, and I did a little bit of, you know, Spanish. They had a show in the morning that I kind of helped with and interviewed people with. I always liked being around people. That's for sure.
Right on.
So that was
and
a lot
then,
of
fun. So you're kind of just doing a variety of different jobs in your 20s. And then at what point in your life did you think aesthetics, cosmetic lasers, you know, just do something different?
At some point, I think I got an opportunity to work for a cardiovascular surgeon. He took me under his wing.
Where are you, a nurse?
No, not a nurse at all. He kind
okay.
of, yeah, I didn't have that kind of background, but he did take me under his wing. I assisted him in his office doing endovenous vein closures, which is like EVLTs. At the time, actually,
wait, what's that? That's a fancy word. What does that mean? I don't get it.
So he was a heart surgeon, but he also did day surgeries out of his office to help with people who had varicosities. And so I learned a lot working for
him. So let me get this straight. If you live in the state of Texas and you have experience like in Spanish radio, that qualifies you to work with a heart surgeon during heart surgery? Wow, Texas yeah. laws are very lax, apparently. Most people have to go to medical school and things like that.
Yeah, right? It sure does. I was really lucky because I think he had a vision in his head. I was bilingual. I, you know, in Texas, obviously being bilingual is a big deal. And so I was helping him in his office, you know, do things here and there. And his wife was an RN and they wanted to build a fall from the ground up. And so I was able to do that with them. And, you know, and I always tell this story to my students because I don't have this background, you know, I'm not an esthetician. I didn't ever aspire to be an esthetician. I feel like I kind of walked into this and you know, I got an opportunity presented itself with a doctor that I worked with. And
so that doctor, who's a heart doctor, him and his office taught you cosmetic lasers?
They did. So we think he did, because, you know, fast forward to years later, whenever I sat at NLI and was looking for a job in the Dallas area, I thought I knew lasers until I sat in, you know, the lecture room in Dallas. And I realized there was so much I didn't know.
That's where I met you. So you were doing cosmetic lasers. You took kind of like a refresher classroom course with our company, National Laser. And that's when we connected a long time ago, huh?
It was. Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, by the time I left that office, I think he had about 7 or 8 different modalities that he was using. But what was interesting about it is that, you know, when he bought these lasers, we didn't have any training. The rep dropped off the key, the machine, his card, and waved at us and said, call me if you need anything. That was
you had like figure it out on your own, huh?
Yeah, it really was. And it was trial and error. And we were really lucky that we didn't hurt anyone. And, you know, we were looking at each other. The doctor would look at me and I'd look at him and we would shrug our shoulders and pray we wouldn't hurt anybody, really.
Oh my gosh, you said let's try this green button and make sure we don't burn somebody, hopefully, right?
Right. It was that kind of you know, the first year, I always tell students, the first year that I did laser, my stomach would turn every time I turned my key because we had no idea what we were doing. We had no background training whatsoever. And, you know, he's a heart surgeon. He can do a lot of things, but he can't run a laser.
So at his office, were you doing like hair removal and skin rejuvenation? What were you doing?
We were doing a lot of hair removal. We were doing, he had an ablative erbium laser that his wife, who was a nurse, operated at the time. And we were doing injectables. We had a body contouring device. We had an aesthetic, you know, facials, chemical peels, all of those things. And so, you know, we had a great running business and, you know, he was very successful. It was a semi-small town and, he did really well. And when I was looking to move to the Dallas area, for a job, I remember thinking the bigger the hair, the closer to Jesus mentality, like it's not going to be a problem for me to find a job, right? It's Dallas, the plastic surgery center of the world. But you know, I came across a lot of issues, not being ZP certified. You know, everywhere that I interviewed, they were kind of asking me questions if I was certified. And I kept thinking to myself, what are you talking about? What does that even mean?
Yep.
Certified? You know, and the state of Texas, as you know, is a little different. And I was basically grandfathered in, so I had to go to NLI to get my certification.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So how many years have you been doing laser now?
It's almost 15 years, Lou. I've been with NLI for 8.
Wow. So you did lasers on your own for about 7 years and I stumbled across you. We stole you to teach for us. So for 7 years, you're out there, you're working on clients on a day-to-day basis. And what's your vibe on the relationships that you form with those clients that are coming in for skin rejuvenation, hair removal, tattoo removal, body contouring? Like what was the vibe, the connection of you and your patients or clients, as you call them?
You know, it's very much a relationship industry, you know, and that's something that I realized very early on. And I realized that these relationships meant so much more than just me doing hair removal on my clients. It was a lot more than that. And I think that you know, what brought them to me was the laser part, but the longevity of our relationship was just that one, the friendships that we had, just being built on seeing these people every month, every couple of weeks. And so, one of my best friends, 2 years ago married my husband's business partner and I met her as a client.
Why?
And so she married my husband's business partner and is one of my really good friends. And I always tell that story, you know, I was her maid of honor and I met her through NLI.
Right. Is it true that you met your husband because he came in for laser hair removal on his tush and he was on the bed, you guys were chatting and the rest was history? Or is that with somebody else? Am I getting it mixed up? I can't remember.
I had to change that story, but yes, that's how it initially started.
For all those singles out there wondering about different careers, there's all types of benefits for these careers, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You won't let me tell that story.
So for people out there considering a new career, maybe they're an esthetician or cosmetologist or nurse, or maybe they work for a heart surgeon like you did, or a radio station, or a real estate agent, or maybe they have no correlation to health and beauty at all, but they like this stuff. They dig this stuff. It's fun. It's exciting. And they like the idea of making somebody look pretty and building their confidence. Like, what kind of advice would you have for somebody that's kind of contemplating this world of aesthetics?
My advice to you is just do it. Life is too short. I think that if you're not doing something that you love, then, you know, it's not going to be meaningful to you at the end of the day, especially, you know, when you look at things that are happening now, you know, and you look back on things and it's shoulda, coulda, woulda, I guess. I don't regret this at all. I think I've done a lot of things in my life, but there's nothing more, I don't know. I get so much more out of, you know, being in this industry, teaching, meeting so many different people, that I don't think I've ever had a job where I actually thought it was a job, you know? It doesn't like work. And that's the point. That's the kind of passion that you need to find, is it doesn't feel like work ever.
Now, I know you know a lot of estheticians in the state of Texas, and you also know a lot of laser techs who are not estheticians. Do you feel that the background is important to be laser tech? Like, do you need to be an esthetician or a nurse or something health and beauty, or does it not matter? What's your honest two cents on that topic?
You know, and I come from it. I'm probably one of your instructors in Dallas that's not an esthetician. I think there's just me, really. There could be one other one, but
right.
I think they're two completely different entities, but they marry very well. I didn't have that aesthetic background, but coming into the laser world and having NLI as a foundation prepared me for the aesthetic side of this industry, I guess I should say. But, you know, I never ever felt like I wasn't qualified to walk into an office and run a machine because I didn't have an aesthetic background.
Did you ever think to yourself, like, maybe I should get an aesthetic license also in addition to your laser license, or no?
You know, I did. That did cross my mind. It was something that I always, there's something about estheticians. They have a fluidity to them. That you know, obviously I don't have, but it is something that I picked up over years, and I think it comes with like bedside manner. But you know, I'm always supportive of the people that don't have their aesthetic license, because I feel like I'm part of that team and I've been successful in this industry.
Right.
So I always try to mention that to people so they don't feel underqualified when they're going in and interviewing for a job, because at the end of the day, you know, you can really hurt someone when you're working with lasers, and having a foundation like NLI is going to prepare you like nothing else when you walk into an office and start working with these machines.
So obviously this is now, we are in July of 2020. We're in the middle of this crazy new normal, this COVID environment, and people are a little scared out there, the risk. And obviously in our med spa setting, we are being extremely cautious with the special N95 medical masks on and the face shields and sanitizing all day long and all these safety requirements. But from a safety standpoint, give me and the world your two cents on where does your mind go? Do you feel it's a safe environment to go work in a doctor's office and med spa right now, providing you have the protective gear on? What's your thoughts?
You know, I think that all of this stuff with COVID is going to change the way we do a lot of things. And I think it's not going anywhere. It's basically going to be our new normal. And the sooner we accept it, the sooner we can find our own normalcy in this pandemic, you know. And I have gone to several doctor's appointments in the last couple of months. And, you know, it's just what we do now. It's to be expected. I get my temperature checked at the dentist office and go about my business. And, you know, I just know things are going to be a little different. I think in the beginning, figuring it out is difficult. But now, even with NLI, we started our courses already. Being there the first course was a little intimidating, figuring out how this was all going to work, Lou, but it all makes sense. I felt safe. I felt good. My clients felt safe. And, you know, I was a little nervous and wondering how my clients were going to respond to waiting in their car, getting their temperature changed. But you know what? No one's complained. It's just what it is. You know, they're doing it at all their other doctor's offices. And I feel safe. Absolutely. I think that as long as we keep doing what we're doing and protecting, you know, students, staff, clients, that this is just already normal.
You know, I actually feel safer in my own business environment, knowing that every single person has these fancy masks and face shields and sanitizing, than I do walking to Whole Foods shopping, walking by. Some people aren't wearing masks and some are, and not quite as much protection and a lot of things going on. I feel safer in my own business than I do just going through a Starbucks drive-thru.
Absolutely. You know, I know that we're wearing the correct mask. You know, I know we've got the shields. I know that we're taking temperature of everybody around us. I just, there is a sense of normalcy that happens after a couple of days when you're around it. And now I just don't think about it. It is what it is. And even when I'm home or I'm going to the store, I find that I'm wearing my mask in my car and I forget to take it off. Wearing it is becoming normal, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our clients say, you guys are almost over the top. You're almost being too careful. We're almost annoying some people. Like, I know I probably annoyed you before the Zoom call. I made you take your temperature before we talked, and we're 6,000 feet away, but I'm just being extra cautious. So you get it, right?
Absolutely. You know, but you know, I think people are starting to get it too. I think this is just, you know, people just understand it now. They want us to be safe just as much as they want to feel safe.
Absolutely. Well, Evie, thank you. I appreciate getting some tidbits on your journey. It's always fun to talk to you. You have a wonderful day in Dallas, Texas, and thank you very much.
You're so welcome, Lou. We'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.